To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. Yes, we have arrived at the last day of this month, the 31st of January, 2022. Got the best technology news that went on over the weekend. Not a lot of it, though, but we'll get you caught up on it right now in probably less than 5 minutes today. Well, apparently Apple had a nice little kind heart over the weekend. They're now going to let developers distribute unlisted apps through the App Store, meaning users with direct links are the only ones that can actually access them. So, you won't be able to go into the App Store itself and go search for these things. You'll need the actual link to go get it. Apple says these unlisted apps are ideal for limited audiences, say like a specific group of employees, research study participants. Yeah, you get the idea. Now, Apple says developers will still need to create a new app record in the App Store and then set the distribution method to public. And of course, you'll still need Apple's approval. But once approval is a go, the distribution method for the app will change to an unlisted app. And the same goes for any updated versions of the app as well. Staying with Apple news, it seems to be the most of it this weekend. I'm sure a lot of you have already updated to Monterey 12.2 for macOS. And since it's Monday now, are you regretting it already? Lots of issues have been reported with Monterey 12.2. The biggest one, your battery life has went to crap. Many users are reporting their Mac's battery life dropped from 100% to zero. And that was while it was in sleep mode overnight. And all this started when they did the update. Now, a few users apparently have went into terminal and found that the Bluetooth accessories are frequently causing a dark wake from deep idle, meaning your Mac is waking up, going back to sleep, waking up, going back to sleep, which is pretty much draining your battery to nothing. Also, from what we can tell, M1 Macs, nope, they're not alone. Intel Macs are suffering the same fate. And apparently, even if Bluetooth is disabled, and even if your Bluetooth accessories are disconnected from your Mac, it still isn't doing the job. Meaning, yes, you guessed it, it's a big old bug in the update. Now, we do know the first beta of 12.2 for macOS has come out earlier last week, but by all accounts, looking into the code, it doesn't look like there's any fix for this current problem. And finally, I don't know about you, but have you ever had that urge while you're sitting there driving down the road thinking, you know what? Karaoke sounds fun right about now. I mean, right now, in the car. Well, Tesla is about to make your dreams come true if you live in China. That's right, get ready for car karaoke. It's a new accessory being offered only in China, giving its users and their Tesla cars the ability to sing their heart out, regardless if they can sing or not. Actually, the company introduces as a rollout for the new Chinese New Year, and it's part of a big software update. Now, the Tesla microphone actually automatically pairs with the infotainment system, and if there's two of you, have no fear. There's two mics included with the package. Just how much does this accessory cost for your Tesla vehicle? Well, doing the exchange conversion into dollars, it'll set you back almost $200. Yeah, for two mics to karaoke in your car. Now you're probably wondering, are they going to do this out of China? So far, it's a no-go. However, though, there of course is options. There's always the carpool karaoke microphone. Got a story no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website, britishtechnetwork.com, is where you can support the news show. We do need your generosity each and every month so we can keep this show going for you. So if you love what we do, head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions and help us stay on the air. Of course, britishtechnetwork.com is where you find all the BTN shows, including, of course, the news show, the Mac show, the Big Show, and the photo show as well. Follow us on our social media destinations at Facebook at British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and join the BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. Now, the new show, we were just talking about Chinese New Year. That means tomorrow in my neck of the woods, even though I'm not in China, it's a holiday in my part of the world. That means the new show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next couple of days. Few days, actually. But until then, hope your week starts out well for you. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here on Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.